Welcome back to another episode of the Thrive Daily Podcast, the podcast for the 5%. We are all about new mindset and new perspective. I'm Jabin Starnes at Jabin Starnes on Instagram. If you don't follow me already, go add me there. I love to connect with people and, you know, get a conversation struck up in the DMs. So definitely make sure to go do that, and we'll connect very, very, very soon. Today's episode, episode 4, we're on episode 4, and we're going to start rocking and rolling with these on a consistent basis because I love podcasts. I love motivation, positivity, good vibes here only. Today we're talking about progress and being the best version of yourself on a daily basis, right? The thing with this, a lot of people assume that when you start talking about progress that you're constantly having to be making these monumental moves and doing big things, you know, every day inside and out, when in reality, a lot of progress is just little micro steps, right? It doesn't take these gigantic, huge leaps, lunges that you have to constantly be doing to make progress. With me, this last 2 years, roughly, let's say about 2 years, I've been in this state of development, right? 2017 for me was, I read in my journal, and if, guys, side note, if you don't journal, I'm not a consistent journaler, so I'm not coming from a place of expertise, but I will say, journaling is great, because I actually read back in my journal from last year, and one of the things, I was sitting in a coffee shop, and basically my takeaway for the year was, 2017 was a year of learning, of lessons, of development as a person, my character. I went through some things. I went through some trials. Not really going to get into that, but 2017 was both a very rough year, but also a good year of lessons learned. We'll say that. We'll just leave it at that. And one thing I was doing was I was reading a lot, and now I don't read quite as much, and I'm not saying that's a good thing, but I feel like this year has been me taking what I've been preparing myself for through reading and like podcasts and putting in positivity and being surrounded by people that are building me up and everything. I've taken all that, and now I'm putting it into action, and I'm taking action on the things that I worked on for so many years. And it wasn't something that happened overnight. And that's where people get messed up with progress, is they think they always have to see literal changes in the physical, and you know that they can actually put their finger on, when in reality, progress, some of the most progressive times in my life, I didn't even realize it was happening until I looked back. And that's the same thing with your faith. And don't get me started on this, because I'll preach a whole doggone sermon about faith, but faith is something that is built when you look back. Your faith is you can't see God working in the midst of your storm, but once you come out of the storm and you look back, that's when that faith is built. And we're just going to leave it at that, because that is something that I have seen in my life, and it has just completely just revolutionized the way I see the Lord and operate in faith. But okay, I want to give you some practical things that you can do to build constant progress in your life and keep this steady flow of being the best person of being the best version of yourself that you can be day in and day out. One thing I suggest is start taking time every day. You don't have to have a set time. If you need that time, if you need a set time of day to do these things, then go for it and put it into your schedule. For me, it's just random, but make sure on a daily basis you are at some point taking time to read your word, right, and spend time with the Lord. That's your foundation. That's your number one. Progress, the source of progress and development is from the Lord. And He's the most important thing you can ever have in your life. So if you're going to do anything that's progressive, be progressing in the Lord and be progressing your relationship and your spiritual walk with Him. And a very, very, very close second is taking time for yourself, right? One of my biggest pet peeves is not seeing people not take time for themselves and just doing their thing, but not being selfish with their time, because time is your most valuable asset. And if you don't cultivate that and and value that highly, you're going to waste so much of your time. So take time out of your day to sit down after you've had your quiet time in the Word and read and prayed and spent that time with the Lord. Go in and start working on yourself. What if you like to read, start reading self-improvement books, right? I have some of my books up on the shelf right now. I have, I've read this one called Think and Grow Rich. I've read this one like three different times so far, How to Win Friends and Influence People. When I was like 14, I was sitting there and taking notes in this book by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It has revolutionized my life and my social skills, and I highly, highly, highly recommend you read that. If you do, okay, my recommendation, if you want to start reading a book, read How to Win Friends and Influence People. That is one of the best books I've ever read. If you're more into listening, right? If you're one of those people that just want to sit in a car and ride down the road and listen to them positive vibes and get that progressive self-improvement and development in your body, turn on a podcast. Turn on Thrive Daily. Hey, I'm plugging mine right here. I have shorter-ish episodes, and I like to keep it straight to the point. So, you know, if you're driving to school, throw on Thrive Daily, right? Like, get something in your system before you go and get the life sucked out of you at school, because that will happen. If you're more into visual and positivity, or like getting yourself improvement through, you know, like tangible physical stuff. Like, one thing I like to do is hang out with people, like be around people in the physical that lift you up, that bring you up, that are pushing you to be better. And it started for me with reading. That was my primary form of development. And it was so cool because there's this book I was reading. I don't even know what it was called. Actually, I think it was Win Friends and Influence People. It's talking about something about surrounding yourself with high level individuals. And I was like, well, I don't really have, like, I need to cultivate that and reconstruct my social circle more. And so in the beginning, my mentors, hey, sorry, there's a train, you hear that? Choo-choo. Yeah, I love the train being here. But in the beginning, my mentors, my people that I hung around, quote unquote, were online. I was watching YouTube videos. I was just surrounding myself with positivity. I was reading. But as I've gotten older, I've taken what I've read in the books and applied it to my actual life, and now I've cultivated relationships with people, and I've gotten into podcasts where I'm listening to podcasts driving down the road. Like, I am just surrounding myself with as much positivity and development, quote unquote, as I can, and that has made such a difference in my life. I'm so thankful for the steps I was taking when I was young. And this is the thing. The person that you'll be in 5 years is contingent upon what you're doing now. So if you are just reading and surrounding yourself with positivity and learning new things and leveling up your social circle and just going full in on improving yourself and progressing on a daily basis and being the best version of yourself you can be, then 5 years from now, you're going to be so much better off. Just like how I was, you know, 3 years ago, all the things that I was doing, I was just in my zone, and I was to myself, and I was putting it all in. And now I'm at that place where I want to put in the work, and I want to just regurgitate everything that I've been just putting in my brain and share that with you guys. And that is really what this whole podcast, my whole brand, just Jabin Starnes on social media, is about. It's about motivating, inspiring, encourage you guys to live the best life you can and thriving on a daily basis. That is what it is about. And without me taking those steps when I was young, I never would have been able to start acting and taking action on the level that I am now without that, right? So please start taking some time for yourself. It's the best thing that you can do. And I guarantee you, just like I guarantee, listen, when I make guarantees, there's like ifs. If you do this, then this will happen. That's one of the coolest things about the Bible too, is you'll look in the Bible and there's like ifs, thens, right? If you do this, then this will happen. God talks about that all the time. It's not, you can't just say, hey, you know, this is going to happen. There's contingencies. There's things that on your end that you have to uphold. So if you start surrounding yourself with positivity, reading, surrounding yourself with high level individuals that are, you know, above where you want to be, just constant listening to a podcast, just being in this state of just improvement constantly, I guarantee you 5 years from now, you'll look back and be so grateful for, you know, the things you were doing then, and you'll be more well off. If you do that, then you'll be better off. Promise. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Thrive Daily Podcast. Please, please, please shoot me a DM. I like to shout out people's, basically their feedback, their story, or if they have a testimony. I like to put that stuff on my Instagram. So if you haven't already, DM me. Let me know what you think of the podcast. I'm going with the shorter episodes for now because that is what won the votes. Maybe we'll do a once a week or once every 2 weeks, do a longer one. I'll sit down and kind of just talk about my life, you know. But I'm going to keep it at that for now. Love you guys. Hope you're thriving 24/7, 365. Please, 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 please put these things into action, and I guarantee you that you will see results. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.